Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Mulletcast, the podcast where business and pleasure collide. My name is Evan Balmer.
What's going on? How are you?
Hey, Mike. What's going on? That is Mike Mercia.
I'll identify him. Some water, yep.
Sweet. Today, we are fortunate enough to be joined by Brian and Eric Barr. Brian and Eric are the founders of Feeling Swell. Check out Feeling Swell online at feelingswell.us. That's on Facebook. The website is feelingswell.org. And on Instagram at feeling.swell and at feeling.swell.foundation. What's up, fellas?
Hey, how's it going, guys? We're the fortunate ones here. Thanks for having us.
That's cool.
Thanks for
having us. Appreciate you coming in. Just for a quick background, Mike and I were doing a little game planning, like, who do we need to get on the podcast? And he's like, you know what? My wife really loves this brand, Feeling Swell. You should check them out. They're doing some cool stuff. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Nicole Mercia for the tip. And that's how we found you dudes.
Yeah, it means we did something right along the way.
That's
so,
right.
So thank you, Nicole.
she does social work, and she works for the state helping individuals with mental illness find housing. So rather than living on the streets, they use subsidized housing. And so we could get right into that. Your message ties into her also loving the beach, mm-hmm. and the style of clothing. Yeah. So on the website, you guys had a mission statement saying that. I guess you could explain it. What's Feeling Swell all about?
I think it's something we're always constantly refining, but we really do want to build a brand that encourages conversation on mental health, a brand that you can look at and it provides comfort in knowing that there's communities that support you and that there are people talking about this. I think it's clearly just such a stigmatized topic still, and we want to bring that in the forefront of the conversation with our brand. Eric, mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
Awesome. Now, did you guys have any personal stuff that made you want to go this route? Any experiences growing up, or was it just kind of something you don't think was getting enough spotlight on?
Starting the company for a while, we knew we wanted to do something good with it, but we really had no clue where we wanted to go. And then I think Brian will speak on it.
Yeah, I mean, I graduating college, I was a swimmer growing up, and I think my life was very regimented, very scheduled. And then I graduated, didn't really know what to do with my life, and I started to really slowly sink into what was a pretty dark place. Eric was supportive of me through there. He was a great brother there, and and, you know, around 20, he's nodding. He's like, yeah, well.
He was.
He is a good brother. He's a great brother.
What's the age difference between you guys?
3 years. 3 years. Yeah.
Who's so older?
I'm older.
Cool.
I'm 23. He's 26.
Gotcha. Yeah.
I started to, you know, I spent a lot of time in bed, and it was constant anxiety, something I really hadn't experienced before. So I saw a professional, and she started talking about what my symptoms looked like, and it related to what seemed to be OCD. Now, I don't think it's helpful to provide labels, and it's only helpful insofar as it teaches you how your mind might be working, right? Mm-hmm. So, your mind gets attached to this one scary thought and can't leave it. And from there, it was very helpful to learn what was going on. And it does require strength, it does require effort, but you can, you know, get through something like that. Yeah.
Right. Oh. So, were you swimming in college?
I was swimming in college.
Yeah, Where'd you go to school?
Brown in Rhode Island.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
It was a good time.
That is cool.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, you came back to Jersey after?
Yeah, well, actually, I came back to Jersey. Moved
about
to DC.
A year ago.
Yeah, we were actually out in California for a while. We were mm-hmm. in San Clemente. Eric loved it out there, right?
Yeah.
Much better surf.
Were you going to school out there?
I was bouncing around trying to get my associate's degree, mm-hmm. and then Feeling Swell started to become something, and I kind of just crossed school off my list and started going full time Feeling Swell.
Right.
Yeah, Eric's the style guy of everything. He's the one that brings the cool factor to the
cool factor.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, who had the idea to start a company first?
I was the one that filed the paperwork, but I think probably our father. Yeah, he actually trademarked the name, and we ran with it. Yeah.
So, were you like? Did you set out and say, "Let's start a clothing company," or what was the idea originally?
Well, how it initially started, I would always serve my dad, and I would say, "Hey, Dad, I'm feeling swell." Just a little pun, play on words, and he loved it, so he thought it was he trademarked it. And what we did initially was just sold Feeling Swell shirts at a bakery in Bayhead, Muller's Bakery, and we raised money for a local girl who was hit by a drunk driver.
Wow!
And that's how it started. We ended up selling a good amount of shirts, so we kind of just step from there and it became what it is today.
Right.
Just little steps, yeah.
That's cool. It is, it's a awesome saying, you know.
It is, yeah.
It's cool.
Yeah, we think it ties so well back to mental health.
Right. Yeah, it totally does, yeah. Right? It has a double meaning, really. So why, what's in your background that, you set out to help this girl originally? Because you're obviously doing a lot to help other people.
Definitely our parents. I mean, my dad and my mom have always been very, I want to say, philanthropic in their own ways. Mm-hmm. And they've always set those values onto us.
Mm-hmm.
Initially it was my dad. He thought we should do something with this and have a charity based for sure.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys, you trademarked the name. And what was your first product?
Ooh, actually, our first product was a local artist, a very talented guy, Jay Alders. I think he's pretty well known around the surf community.
Mm-hmm.
He designed awesome, awesome blue. We have it hanging up in our office now, like a big 5-foot canvas. So check him out, Jay Alders, very talented guy.
Right.
Yeah.
And what was the design like?
You could probably describe it better.
It was a super tall, groovy surfer, meshed in with, he was in the tube,
right.
Written above, of course, was Feeling Swell.
Okay.
And we sold that at Muller's Bakery
right. For
probably about a year. And we've had a different design with them every year since, a different artist. We have our full-time graphic designer now who's doing tons of designs, but initially it was that Jay Alders design was okay. Our first design mm-hmm. For a while, too.
And how many shirts did you sell, do you know?
With that first shirt?
Yeah.
I don't know how many shirts, but it did raise about $5,000 to $6,000 with just the one design.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool. And I think that is what illuminated, oh, there's potential here.
Right.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So how do you guys scale out from the one shop to, I was just saying before, I think we met last year in Red Bank. You guys mm-hmm. had a stand out there. Are you in multiple places now, or is it a lot of online?
Yeah, oh, definitely multiple places. I think we have 20 partners now, 22 partners, I want to mm-hmm. say.
Nice.
Mostly in Point Pleasant, Bayhead, Ocean County, a couple up in Seabright.
Okay.
Our Lucky Dog Surf Shop is probably mm-hmm. the farthest north we have.
Mm-hmm.
And then down to Seaside, Seaside Heights, we have Chop Shop, Santa Rita. Yeah, we have probably 20 partners now that sell our shirts.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and what's cool about, the goal really is to partner with these local businesses to deliver the message, let's talk about this, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're doing is our brand name lends itself to partnerships because we can say Feeling Swell at blank, Feeling Swell at the Mullet Cast,
right.
And we'll customize the design for that shop. And we feel that, as we practice, we're really starting to get the feel of that shop. And in a way, it's communicating their positivity to their customers mm-hmm. with a customized design. It's pretty cool.
I'm glad you said that because I've been thinking all morning about the Mullet Cast Feeling Swell shirt that I hope we pull together. That'd be dope.
It flows well with the actual mullet right
it
there.
It does. The mullet could flow into like a tune.
That'd be dope. The mullet provides a lot of artistic liberty.
I'm having a ton of ideas.
All right, sweet.
Well, we were talking earlier that Evan wants to plan like a Costa Rica surf trip with local professionals. I was like, dude, you gotta get on a surfboard first.
That's right.
This is a good
baby step.
Good group of guys to know right here.
Yeah, totally. So tell us, how did you get into like surfing? Did both of you grow up surfing?
Eric's a surfer. Yeah.
My dad surfed a little bit growing up, and then we moved down here. We got a place in Bayhead, and my dad started surfing again, and I joined along with him. I haven't been surfing that long. I'd say like 6-7 years now.
Right.
Just been, and then fell in love with it immediately. Mm-hmm. And moved to California for a bit and did some surfing out there.
Right.
But now I'm back here working and surfing.
Nice, cool.
Jersey, yeah.
That's a nice combo.
Yeah.
So we'll throw it out. We had the conversation with Ming. Is we're going to Costa Rica, November. What are the dates, Ming? November 13th to the 17th.
Oh, yeah.
So obviously we'd love to have Feeling Swell involved.
We'd love to be involved. Yeah. I personally have been down there 6 times now.
Have you really?
Yeah,
I haven't been at all.
I love it.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous country. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I've heard like lots about it. And then my own surfing story, I grew up Jersey Shore boogie boarding and just never, I tried to surf on my own a handful of times and I would get frustrated, ditch the board, and just grab my boogie board to enjoy boogie boarding. Mm-hmm. So I figured the time is now. It's time to learn how to surf properly and put a little trip together.
It's we're going
to bring
too
some
late.
Businesses yeah. down to Costa Rica and do a little mullet style, a little surf and business and learning
yeah.
and all that stuff.
I love
stuff.
That. Yeah.
So it'd be cool. All right. So then from the bakery and selling one design and everything, how did you – what was your kind of the next steps of all right, we're going to turn this into our full-time gig and make it a business?
That's a great question. Yeah, so I think that's where we just started taking things at ground level. Okay, mm-hmm. we have to sell online, so we put up the website.
Right.
Okay, we have to start getting into surf shops. Okay, we have to define a look. We have to get our mission statement squared away.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Eric is, I mean, I think a special talent in the terms in terms of his vision of a surf brand.
Mm-hmm.
He dresses very well. I think he very clearly has an eye that the average person doesn't, which has now partnered with our graphic designer, Matt,
mm-hmm.
Extremely talented guy, Matt Cornier, whoever's listening, check him out. I mean, from there, we're really just following the lead of other brands. I think we definitely take inspiration from the leaders, from the Vans and the Hurleys of the world.
Mm-hmm.
But we're also trying to develop our own look. I mean, can you speak to that too?
I think you knocked out the park. Yeah, I think it's just been little tiny steps. We're new to this. We didn't have a company before, so we're really just figuring it out as it goes. And things are clicking, things are not clicking, and we're figuring it out and just little steps along the way. And I think right now we're really starting to have our own look and really be able to tell a story, so it's starting to figure itself out.
Yeah, and we owe a huge shout out to the Point Pleasant community. They've been supportive ever since day one, so
right.
yeah they definitely deserve a shout out.
So it's kind of like home base a lot of launching.
Awesome. a lot of good people over there in Point Pleasant,
so I mean, and it's kind of cool because you're, you know, a true Jersey brand, right? You're like local and growing out of the surf shops in this area, and that's and sweet.
And that's how we want to grow. We want to be that those local guys, you know, right. that grassroots company that then
just grow organically.
Right.
We do want to grow large. We want our message to be powerful.
Yeah.
We think it's an important cause, but we believe the best way to do that is by getting 10 people that love you instead of 10,000 that kind of like you.
So. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Of course.
I agree. Do you guys have different roles in the company?
For sure. Yeah,
I send the emails.
Okay. Yeah, you're the guy I've been in touch with all along.
He's the business whiz. He's the smart guy.
I don't know about whiz, but no.
You got to put that brown education to work.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm
saying? For sure. Yeah.
That puts a lot of pressure on. No.
I guess I'd do the creative stuff. And then we have the full-time awesome graphic designer as well, and production manager, Alec, best friend for life.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so there's four of us on the team. Mm-hmm. And then my dad, who's overseeing a lot of it as well.
Nice.
And our HR is our dog, Ginger, who does a great job as well.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's cool.
Have you guys collabed with any organizations that work with mental illness?
Actually, right up the street from you guys, yeah. Mental Health Association of Monmouth County was kind of our big mental health partner. They do awesome work. I think I hope they can correct me if I'm wrong here, but 90% of the services they provide are free services, which is rare, especially when therapy can be so expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But they've done a wonderful job. Yeah. Shout out to Stacey Donovan, Susan Talone, Ashley Pacifico. Great people over there. Yeah.
Nice.
That's cool.
And are you always looking for more, you know, more people to connect with in that field?
Yeah. I think it's also important that we grow at a sustainable pace.
Mm-hmm.
So for now, we're still maximizing that partnership, but we are, as we said, you know, willing to get anyone the cause that we can. Yeah,
right.
Awesome.
So on the foundation side of things, like, how did that, was that there from the beginning, like when you started the company, or is it something that came along?
We've always been donating or raising awareness for something.
Right.
It was at first the local girl in Point Pleasant, then it was the Harbor House in Toms River, which is a at-risk youth facility.
Mm-hmm.
And then we partnered up with, actually right here, the Children's Hospital, Meridian, Hackensack Meridian, mm-hmm. right here in Neptune. And then once Brian went through his stuff, and we really realized that's mental health is what we wanted to do. So we went over to mental health, and then we decided we want to do a little more with it. So we started the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right.
It started out really as just giving to other nonprofits, trusting that they're doing with the money what they can. And now we want to start launching our own initiatives. And we are. I mean, we have one That we're starting right now. We're calling it the Postcard Project. And essentially in every single package that we ship out, you get a pre-stamped postcard. And the idea is to send an encouraging message to your friend for free.
That's cool. That's
because
awesome.
It's proven that receiving a letter versus a text message or an email actually affects your mental health in a positive way.
Right.
Yeah.
I just saw something like that. I forget who was talking about it.
I love that.
It might have been Gary Vee, actually. He was saying, like, you know, reach out to six friends you haven't talked to in a long time. And, like, call them, like, don't email or, you know, text.
Don't like their picture. Right. Think that solidifies a relationship.
Right,
totally. Yeah.
It's true. I mean, there needs to be more of that stuff. Just the small things go a long way.
Yeah.
Totally. So will you still do a combo of, like, helping other causes and your own foundation? Or are you trying to focus more on your foundation right now?
I think we'll always be helping other causes,
right?
Mental health oriented, mm-hmm. For sure. But we're really focusing on trying to find out what we really want our foundation to do right now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We have a bunch of local or little initiatives going on right now, but we want to really have our thing, our mm-hmm. different thing that separates us from all the other people. And we're working to figure that out at the moment.
What do you think it'll be? Like, is it like, are you thinking like an educational thing or a some kind of like?
See, unfortunately, I wish we had a better answer.
Yeah.
You know, we do want it to be a combination of opening the conversation, guiding people to resources.
Mm-hmm.
We're fortunate because we do get to speak on the very positive side of mental health because we have a surf brand and it's focused on optimism.
Mm-hmm.
We aren't experienced enough really to focus on the clinical side.
Sure.
Yeah.
So that's probably where most of our outreach work will be.
Gotcha.
is focused on the conversation, and we'll let the clinical people who are professionals deal with that side.
All right.
Yeah, you guys, just going through your Instagram page, you want to like just be on the beach and wear your clothes. You guys do a great job branding.
That's all Eric.
Mm-hmm.
It's bright and it's colorful, and right. I mean, my wife wears the hoodie all the time and it's super comfortable.
Mm-hmm. We think we got some good stuff going. Yeah
That's cool. Mm-hmm.
Where do you get the shirts from?
So we have a couple made in USA, Nicaragua, and El Salvador right now.
Okay.
A couple wholesalers out in California. That's where we're getting them from.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Quality's good.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Right. So you are branching beyond shirts, and like, do you view it as like kind of a lifestyle brand, basically, where you're your whole outfit could be feeling swell?
We started as the t-shirt guys, definitely. Mm-hmm. it was all shirts, but now we're definitely branching. We have beach blankets, socks, mm-hmm. hats.
People t-shirts. Love our stickers.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. It's something we didn't expect, but like the stickers,
that's cool.
People huge, go for the stickers.
Yeah,
right.
We'll always be good sticker guys.
That's sweet. And I saw your keychain. What's the story with those?
Oh yeah, that was just another initiative. We were raising money for Mental Health Association of Mountain County. We sold those badges, just almost like a summer beach badge.
That's cool.
It was what were they, $7? All the money went right back to MHA.
And
the idea is just to, if everyone gives $10, you can raise a lot.
Yeah,
and they deserve recognition for that dollars or $10. So it's just a little badge saying, "Hey, we donate. You donate."
Right.
Yeah.
So where do people just go to the website to order those still?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I meant to order mine before we got here today, and I forgot. But I will order those. It's cool. They're the like old school, like almost beach locker, like. Mm.
Like a motel key.
Yeah, okay. Totally like a motel key. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah, they're cool. So go out and order one of those for sure. So for your own like personal well-being and stuff, like how did you kind of emerge from that spot you were in? And
It's a great question. It does get dark, and I think it does hit you. You don't realize you're in that spot until you're in bed for 10 hours a day. And for me, one thing was family support. As I mentioned, my brother was definitely there for me. The biggest focus I've had, or what I've given most of my attention to, is really discovering who I am as an individual. Mm. I think in the world of social media, it's very easy to get lost in what you should be, what people expect you to be.
Right.
But when you devote your energy to being the person you want to be, not only does it it gives you peace of mind, but it also shapes your decisions moving forward, right? So if you say, oh no, Brian doesn't want to, you know, I want to enjoy my day, and it sounds, it's not, I'm trying to word this correctly. If you make the decision to enjoy your day for yourself instead of anyone else, I think that's the most empowering thing you can do.
Right.
It's hard, and it sounds simple to wake up and say, no, this day is for me, but if you make that decision, it you start to and make that a habit to make that decision, things right. start to turn around.
Yeah. That's a great message. I mean, nowadays with social media, this and the numbers are there, the stats are there. It's damaging adolescence to levels, you know, where they can't really keep track of it. So having that message platform, just be, you know, be happy, be you, feel swell. It's really simple. It's like a nice, easy way to wake up in the morning and have that mentality.
It's good. Being you, it's huge.
And there's not enough emphasis on that right now.
Right.
I mean, that's my opinion.
Yeah. And I mean, social media, it's like some people, you know, I do that shit too some days. It's like, all right, I'm gonna put this out because this is what I want people to see, right? You're trying to pour.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Portray some image, right?
Right.
To accomplish something. But it's just one small sliver of your story.
Yeah.
You know
and,
what I mean?
And no one's posting their downfalls.
Right.
You know? And it's okay to talk about your downfalls too. We all have them.
Right.
Every single person.
Right.
Yeah. So
what would your advice be to someone that's like feeling that same way right now? Like can't get out of bed and just like in a big rut?
It's not an overnight fix. Mm-hmm. You know, it's something you have to put the energy towards. But you start to enjoy that, and you start to become more and more proud of yourself at the end of the day for growing as an individual.
Right.
Yeah. It just accept that you want to be happier, to be you, and move forward. That take the steps. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So how did it turn around for you? Was it slow?
I'd say probably, you know, it's been probably 2 years since I was at my lowest point, and now here I am, and I still deal with anxiety. There's still flare-ups, so Eric helps talk me down at those times. Right.
Yeah, do you just wake up some days and say, I don't feel like dealing today?
Of course, yeah, I think everyone does.
Everyone does.
Yeah,
everyone does,
yeah.
There's probably a lot of people today that were like,
today
you know
was
what?
One of those
it's
days.
Friggin' raining, the power's out, the trees are down, like, I'm just not gonna go do it today.
Right,
you know?
Yeah.
Which,
oh yeah, everybody's.
That's you know.
If they're not fighting their own problems, or somebody's dealing with something. Everybody's dealing with something.
Mm-hmm. I heard. I don't know who it was just told this quote, and I'm probably going to totally butcher it, but it was like the quote was basically "be yourself because everyone else is already taken," which I think is kind of cool, and I think people forget. You know what I mean? That just you know, being yourself, like faults and all, is pretty. It's very unique and powerful.
It is, yeah. Seven billion people in the world now.
Right,
you're allowed to be you.
Yeah, you're allowed to have bad days too.
It's
right,
true.
Yeah, totally. So, what's on the? You mentioned some local initiatives. What kind of stuff are you doing? Actually, I heard something recently, and I had no idea. I was telling my daughter lives down by Lavalette, and she knew all about you guys. She's like, "Yeah, they did a bunch of stuff down in Lavalette recently, or something was down in that area, maybe."
Lavalette, we did, I mean, 2 years back, we did a big food drive down there. We dropped off bags, all the houses. That was when we were partnered up with the Harbor House.
Okay.
And we just also got a new partner in Lavalette, the Salt House, sweet new, boutique shop, surf shop. People should check it out. It's really cool. Another initiative, we got that postcard thing going on, those badges, that you saw. Right. We also just ran a campaign in Point Pleasant and in Manasquan where we sold, enamel pins. Through a bunch of our partners and local businesses, raising money for the Joan Valentine House in Point Pleasant and for MHA in Monmouth County.
Mm-hmm.
That was another one we had going on.
Yeah, each pin was sold as a little packet. And, you know, you pulled the pin, held the packet together, and each packet actually it contained tips for talking about mental health if you're someone that struggles or to being the listener if you're listening to someone who's having a hard time. And on the back it had a little resource, a list of resource numbers. It was a pretty powerful – I mean – We thought it was a pretty powerful little
that
tool.
Is cool. What's the house in Point Pleasant you mentioned?
The Joan Valentine House.
What's that?
I think. I don't want to misspeak here, but it's like an in-home care. I wish I had the mission statement in front of me.
Gotcha. Okay. But it's like someone you found that you wanted to support.
Yeah, we actually got in touch with Mayor Reed in Point Pleasant, who he chose the Joan Valentine House. But,
gotcha.
But they're a huge. I'd say they're the Point Pleasant mental health cause charity.
Okay.
Yeah, check them out.
Yeah. What do your parents do? Like, what was your dad's background to jump on trademarking the name? And
he's worked in pharmaceutical consultant. He's a pharmaceutical consultant.
Yeah.
What do you say? And her mom's an interior designer. She just started up a store in Point Pleasant, antiques furniture called Ormolu. She does a great job as well. But yeah.
On top of that, yeah, our dad's starting his own initiative called Saltbox Homes with his buddy Bill Teller. They're they just built their first house, and it's just kind of affordable housing program they're trying to get started, and they're going to house 5 or 6 people in their first house. It's pretty cool.
Saltbox
Homes.
Yeah. Where is that?
That's awesome.
Based out of Point Pleasant as well. Okay, cool. The first house, I think, is in brick, but they're about to finish construction. It's a pretty cool initiative. Right. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's cool. I mean, your parents did something right, because you guys are like seriously impressive, like with what you're doing. And
we appreciate you saying it, but it's a good opportunity. Right. Yeah, yeah. And they're good people. Our parents. Right.
We like doing it. So we're passionate about it. So that's what makes it easy. Easy is probably the wrong word, but yeah,
right.
It makes it fun. We enjoy what we do, and that's a special thing to have when you wake up in the morning. So
absolutely. Cool. So what? So Evan was talking about like special projects going up. So any product lines, like clothing or in the works, that you could maybe give us a hint?
We have it's pretty standard midsummer release coming up August 12th, I want to say is the date.
Okay.
It's your everyday hats, more t-shirts, newer stuff. And again, we just picked up this graphic designer almost, what is it, 4 or 5 months?
You started February, so 5 months now.
Five months. And we've been able to really start crushing the designs, and I'm super psyched about this one as well as our last one. Yeah, just more graphic tees, more hats.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Nothing out of the ordinary for us just yet, but we've got some big plans down the road. Yeah,
we're good.
So are some of his designs, like, are they out what we'd see out now, or is it starting to be a lot of his work?
Yeah.
Pretty much the entire past line was 90% his, 10% was just little simple things I did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. That's nice. Cool.
Now, you said you got some stuff in the works for the future. What's an out-of-the-box thing that you guys want to get into?
So as a small company, we're just getting wholesaling. Yeah, you know, we're just getting what's available. But down the road, and we're actually starting to plan already, is we're really starting to order and design our own stuff. Stripes, we're hoping to be doing board shorts in the future. And just fancier stuff. You know?
Yeah.
Getting out of the box of t-shirts and a little bit of the more unique styled towards us.
Yeah.
More,
yeah. Is that one of the shirts here? No. Oh, yeah, it is. Feeling Swell, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. This was just like a simple embroidered thing we got going. Yeah,
nice.
Yeah.
That's cool. So when do you think we'll see board shorts next year?
That's the goal.
That's the goal, yeah. Hopefully.
I think we can get a few in line for, is it too early to get some prototypes for November?
We wish. We can give you some of our leftover board shorts. Yeah. We'll just tag on a Feeling Swell tag or something.
Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
So how do you grow like outside of this area? You're obviously building like a strong foundation. Like, what's your plan to like kind of go beyond?
I'd say that's our challenge right now. That's kind of our next step. And we're, although the, you know, surf industry, especially in Jersey, was really kind of a 4 or 5 month spike in the summer. It's nice that we have the winter to really settle down and think, okay, what's our plan of attack for next summer? How do we want to get out to Florida? How do we get out into California? How do we really want to maximize our Jersey network? Right now, I think we're just.
I think something that's what we did is we built this town, Point Pleasant. It's almost a model. We have all these partners raising awareness and helping us out, and it is a model that we're going to hopefully be able to just redo in plenty of other different towns and grow and grow and grow.
Right. And each town will have their own messengers, people that'll help get the word out that we're talking
brand
about
ambassador type situation. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's cool. So are the who are some of the shops you're in Point Pleasant?
There's a bunch. So there's our original was Muller's, which is in Bayhead.
Okay.
Then we got Roundo with a whole Calio's juice box. Just recently, we picked up Divvy Tree, which is a sweet coffee place, and then
great people.
Great people. Everyone that's with us, we really lucked out.
Yeah, Baha'i Surf Shop.
And Baha'i Surf Shop. We just started talking to Beach House Surf Shop in Bayhead. Mm-hmm. And I've been close with him for a long time. He runs a great shop, and he's been around since the start, since 96. And Sunshine Daydream, a boutique on, is it Bay Ave?
Bay Ave, yeah.
Another Point Pleasant partner.
Right.
Am I missing any?
That's it for Point Pleasant. But then you go up and down the coast, there are a few other. Lucky Dog and Seabright right over here is She's been with us from the start, Melissa. She's wonderful.
That's cool.
Definitely community-oriented person.
Mm-hmm. So do you feel like you grow sort of like a slow crawl kind of throughout Jersey? And then do you definitely shoot out to Cali, Florida? Or are there other states like in between where you can sort of regionally?
I'd say a slow crawl in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Really lock down New Jersey and then online we're everywhere. We're Outer Banks, North Carolina, mm-hmm. South Carolina, Florida, California.
I think it's important to us that we show our followers in Jersey that we care,
right.
And I think if we try and grow too rapidly, that's not what we're about. So.
That's cool.
Yeah.
So how do you learn the business stuff along the way?
Ooh. a lot of the times it's through the hard way, you know, you just trial and error. Our dad's been a great advisor in the office. It is hard to work with family. I will not.
Oh, yeah.
I'll not deny that, but we're figuring it out.
Is the office in the home?
No, the office is.
Are you in an office somewhere?
I found it on Craigslist. It was awesome.
Oh, really?
We do have a great spot, actually, yeah. And it's shared. My dad, he works from home at this office as well. So he just does his own thing in the back room.
What town are you in?
We're in Point Pleasant.
Oh, okay,
nice.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
Sweet.
Yeah.
Tucked away right along the Point Pleasant Canal there, under the Loveland Town Bridge. Nice little spot.
Uh-huh.
It's cool.
So you do, like, some warehousing and stuff there, like, everything, basically. HQ.
It's HQ.
It's HQ. We print all our own stuff over there.
Do you really?
We have our own printer, yeah.
No way. That's cool. We got to go down and check that out.
Yeah, we should. Yeah, yeah. Sure. We decorated the ceiling. We got a lot of fake plants, kind of made like a rainforest canopy up there.
Oh, nice. Really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
We try and make it home.
Yeah. How far from the beach?
Like 2 blocks, 3 blocks? No, further than that. 4 very long blocks.
I'd say almost a mile.
Almost a mile.
Almost a mile. Yeah.
All right. So if you needed to run out at lunch, could. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Let's take a surf break. Yeah,
that's
sure.
Cool.
Yeah.
So you guys participate in any like surfing events or anything like that?
No, I mean, never competed, nothing like that.
But I mean, as a brand, like, do you get involved in that stuff as well?
We set up a tent and partnered up with MHA at the Belmar Pro last year. Mm-hmm. It was a cool event, mm-hmm. But no, not so much.
Yeah.
No. We hope to be, and we hope to be one day running our own running our own events, but no, not yet.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And is that like something like you see too is like sponsorship for like get some surfers?
For
like,
sure.
For
yeah.
sure.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to say we already sponsor a few kids, but they're my friends.
Anyone worth mentioning?
Good friend Ryan O'Donnell. He's down in Lavalette or Normandy area. Hunter Hockenberry. He's actually a Jacksonville, Florida kid. He's up here in the Coast Guard and he rips. Good surfer.
Right.
Both good friends. And then, really just them two right now.
Right.
But they're kind of the model we're trying to grow from them.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Get a couple more guys and girls on the team. And
right. Yeah, I think that's cool. It's another great way to spread, brand awareness.
We'll get Bryce and Jackson on the surfboard. I've got a 4-year-old and he's got a 3-year-old.
There you go.
That's right.
Yeah.
Get him started.
You know?
Totally.
Yeah, there we go.
That's cool. So where do you go from here? Like, you know, in the next kind of year, what's the game plan?
Wrap up the summer is our focus now. Summer's hectic. It's all about production and making sure our partners are stocked as quickly as possible. Then, as I mentioned, probably October, November, settle down. Try and have some big sales for Black Friday and through mm-hmm. the holidays. And then, as Eric said, really perfect our model this winter mm-hmm. so that next summer everything is flowing as smoothly as it can and we're reaching as many people with the message as possible.
Yeah. So that's interesting, like the Black Friday thing. Like, mm-hmm. so how is it like as a small like brand kind of fitting into like how do you compete with like, you know, you just had Prime Day and all that stuff.
Right.
And like, where's your niche kind of in that area?
I mean, this past Black Friday was a huge surprise to us. It was awesome. It was our best sale yet.
Was it really?
Yeah, outside of anything we do in the summer, Black Friday was last year, and I'd hope to be this year again. Just unreal. Just really good for online sales.
I think we're just starting to pick up people that believe in what we're doing.
Yeah.
You know, so when we say it's a little cheaper this time, they'll buy something.
Right.
Yeah, right.
So you feel it's like a more about the connection of people with, as opposed to like, I like that shirt. It's more like I have a connection with these guys or this brand or their message.
I think people truly believe in what we're doing, but I also like to think they really like our stuff as well. Mm-hmm. I personally love our designs and our tees, and it's right down my style and my alley. hopefully other people as well.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's always, I always thought about a company, like, you want your logo something you'd want to wear, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all I wear. I don't wear anything but
it. So that's awesome. Yeah. It's cool. What do you guys do outside of business?
I watch a lot of basketball.
Do you?
I like the NBA a lot, yeah.
Who's your team?
I don't have a team.
Nah?
Nah, I just follow players. Yeah, yeah.
You got a favorite player?
There's a bandwagon.
It's controversial, but I'd say LeBron's up there.
Yeah.
Anthony Davis, yeah. They're both on the Lakers, so maybe I'm suggesting something there. But, yeah, I read a lot. Eric surfs. What do you?
I like to surf, but lately I haven't been doing much of it.
Right.
Yeah. This winter was great. It was a fun winter. I was out there a lot. And
you might have to book some business trips to Cali or something, I guess.
That's I'm trying to
business expense.
I'm trying to plan another trip soon. I have some friends and I are hoping to do Nicaragua in early September.
Oh, nice,
nice.
But it's getting a little down to the wire now.
Have you been there before?
I haven't.
Nah.
It's kind of a sketchy trip, and there's a lot going on down there right now. But it appears to have calmed down, so that we're trying to capitalize on that, or even Panama maybe. But we're trying to get a group of guys together for a trip. At the moment.
Nice. That's pretty cool. We actually know a dude with some land in Nicaragua that you should probably meet up with, because he's got some ideas for what to do with it that might mesh with what you're doing.
Hey.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
He's a pretty big entrepreneur in the area.
Right.
We're always down for brainstorming sessions.
That's right.
Yeah.
So that'd be cool to keep in mind. Any other... so where else have you traveled to surf?
I've been around. I mean, California for 2 years. I was up and down the coast. Mm-hmm. We went to Hawaii. That was just when I was getting started, so I really couldn't appreciate it.
Right.
Costa Rica, six times now, just because it's a great family spot. There's always something to do if the waves aren't good.
Where do you go?
We've been to Tamarindo every time.
Okay.
Tamarindo, cool. Playa Grande.
Right.
And, of course, you take the boat up to Witch's Rock, which is an awesome trip, awesome day trip.
Right.
And yeah, I mean, other than that, I really haven't been on many surf trips.
I just surf the web a lot.
The web. Watch surf videos.
So you don't surf at all?
I try. I'm trying to get out there now. Oh, yeah. I'm fine. It's hard. It is hard. You don't, surfing's hard.
It's all about just getting out there and staying out there and going again and again.
Yeah.
You pick it up no matter what, but it just takes time.
That's cool. Yeah. Do you still swim a lot?
No.
No.
I've tried to get back into it.
Yeah.
I enjoy it. You know, every time I do swim, it feels great.
Right.
But it's hard swimming.
I mean, what kind of commitment is that, the swim at the college level?
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of work. I mean, I certainly have regrets. I wish I'd put more effort in during the summers. But, I mean, during the school year, it's your life for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You have 5 a.m. practices.
And how long are you swimming?
There are times, we're talking 4 hours a day.
Wow.
Two-hour practices, if not more. 2 hour practices on the lift, yeah.
Right.
It's a sport that requires dedication for sure.
Yeah.
And what was your, what did you swim?
I was like mid-distance free and butterfly.
Yeah.
Just pretty standard stuff, yeah.
Right.
Nice. I liked
it, though. It's intense.
It's good.
Yeah.
It was very good, yeah.
No, I was not very good. It was fun. It was fulfilling. It was a good time. I learned a lot, so.
So were you guys always close growing up? Like, did you ever think that you guys would be business partners? Or?
There was like a 3-year phase where we only had one Xbox. We didn't get along very well then. But other than that, we were always pretty close. Yeah.
That's cool.
It's awesome. Nice. Makes it easier.
Yeah.
It would be nice to have two Xboxes.
Is it just the two of you? No other brothers or sisters?
Just the two of them. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sweet. All right. Good deal. Anything you guys want to shout out before we wrap it up?
No. I mean... I'd say just we appreciate you guys reaching out.
And shout out you guys for having us.
Of course.
Shout out our partners for being wonderful and helping us out and helping us get started. And Alec and Matt, who are back at the office right now working while we're here having fun.
Yes.
Well, we could see maybe if they're listening on Facebook.
That's right.
Oh, really? Is that possible? They better not be. I'll tell you that.
They're coming up with some sick designs. That's awesome. And we're definitely going to reach out to Matt and try to connect with him.
That'd be great.
Get some more input on his design and his background. How did you meet him anyway? Was the connection?
Indeed.com. He applied for the job.
Really?
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
He lived 20 minutes down the street. It was perfect. Yeah.
That's crazy.
We loved him since the interview.
That's sweet. Yeah, I recommend places like Indeed. I've had some, I threw out a few job postings on Craigslist before.
Yeah.
You get some not interesting the best. Characters. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Shout out to Indeed. Sponsored.
That's right. All right, cool. Brian and Eric, we appreciate you guys coming in.
Thank you, guys.
Once again, look for Feeling Swell on Facebook at feelingswell.us. The website is feelingswell.org. Mid-summer release coming out. When's that hit?
The 12th. August.
August 12th. Look for that. Limited edition. We've got some sick mullet designs with Feeling Swell in works. Stay tuned for those. Those are going to be dope. And check out on Instagram at feeling.swell and at feeling.swell.foundation for what the foundation is up to.
Yeah.
All right. Eric and Brian, thanks very much.
Thank
we appreciate it.
Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Once again, I'm Evan Balmer. Follow me on Instagram at Evan Balmer.
Mike Mercia at MortgageGuy_Mike. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner. So you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.